Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Merrill man will spend more than 4 years behind bars for methamphetamine distribution. 25-year-old Ryan Kleinschmidt was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Madison to 54 months in federal prison for possessing meth with the intent to distribute and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Kleinschmidt pleaded guilty to these charges on April 11th. Last November, Kleinschmidt was stopped by law enforcement for a traffic violation and was arrested on an outstanding state matter. A search of his vehicle resulted in the discovery of a hidden compartment behind the dashboard where 26 grams of meth and a loaded Ruger 22 caliber pistol were found. The case has been brought as part of the Safe Neighborhoods Project of the U.S. Justice Department. And Vilas County government deals with thousands of data points every day, and any disruption of data access impacts county operations. State statutes say they must keep certain data, such as land records, forever, while lesser information, such as electronic messages, for only 7 years. The county is looking at improving a second data storage center and to look at the cloud for additional protection. Presentation identified four levels of disasters which could impact information technology operations. One main concern was an attack by what's called ransomware, where a virus infects all aspects of computer systems with a cost to have it removed. An example was a Georgia county that paid $400,000 to have the infection removed, which they determined was less than trying to rebuild the system. Cost estimates for the upgrade are a one-time cost of $170,000 plus adequate backup generators. County Board Chair Ron DeBruin felt the forestry building is wood subject to fire and the storage in the basement needs to be better protected. And Congress is taking notice about the cost of air ambulance services in rural areas. Nadia Ramagan reports.
The public outcry over high medical bills has gotten the attention of Congress. Senate Health Committee leaders have proposed the Lower Healthcare Costs Act, aimed at reducing patients' out-of-pocket charges for medical care. But critics say the legislation doesn't hold insurance companies accountable to cover life-saving air transport to the hospital. That's a big issue in rural areas, where emergency rooms and trauma centers might be far away. Whitney Corby is a nurse who survived a car wreck 6 years ago. She says without access to a helicopter ambulance, she might not be here today.
On the helicopter, I went into a coma, and then when I got there, they did all the tests and everything, and the doctor came out, and he told my parents that if I hadn't been flown, I would not have survived.
Most insurance companies currently don't cover emergency air medical services, leaving patients to foot the bill. While the proposed legislation would require insurers to reimburse the cost of air ambulance rides based on regional or median in-network rates, it would prohibit air medical service providers from negotiating directly with insurance companies. For Corby, it's simple. Her air ambulance ride cut travel time to the hospital in half. She says for people who have never been in a life-threatening situation, it's difficult to convey the sense of urgency when every second counts.
Now that I am in the medical field and thinking about if one of my patients was in that position, how much that resource is critical to getting patients to where they need to be to get the care they need. Something as simple as a helicopter can save your life.
Nearly 100 hospitals have closed in the U.S. since 2010, often leaving rural residents no choice but to rely on air ambulances in an emergency, whether or not their insurance covers the cost of the trip. I'm Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Elm Grove police say a lifeguard rescued a 3-year-old boy who almost drowned Wednesday afternoon. The child's name has not been released. Police say he was in the water unsupervised for about 3 minutes. He apparently floated into deeper water, going under several times before becoming submerged. The lifeguard pulled him out and did chest compressions until the boy spit up some water and resumed breathing on his own. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to be mostly sunny, but there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon with a high near 84. Tonight, 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy, low 57. Saturday, sunny, high near 80. Sunday, sunny, high near 86. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe and call in your pledge at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.